Are you ready to have your website get found by the right people? Are you looking to rank at the top of Google so you get more traffic to your website? Are you ready to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your organic traffic? If so, you are in the right place, my friend. Welcome to the Simple SEO Content Podcast, where I show you how to combine the power of SEO, search engine optimization, and content marketing to build your like, know, and trust factor with your audience, which allows you to get found by the right people and turn those visitors into buyers. No more frustration or confusion, and no more time wasted wondering if you're doing your SEO right. It's time to learn how to use SEO and content marketing to grow your business. Hi, my friend. Welcome back. I am so glad that you are here. Today, we're going to talk about one of the questions that you actually submitted. So if you have not yet submitted questions, but you have organic marketing, SEO, podcast SEO, email list, etc. questions, there is a Google Doc that you can submit questions on. There's a form. The link is in the show notes. So make sure you go there and let me know what questions you have so that I can answer them and help you learn more about how to grow your business. All right. Today's question was a great one. Do blog post titles and descriptions matter? They do, and they matter a lot, and they matter for several different reasons. So let's jump into it. Number one, your blog post title and your description is going to matter to both your reader and the search engine. So these are twofold. Your reader is going to hopefully be intrigued to read your blog post based on the title, because it should ideally include a keyword and it should be about a topic that they care about, that they're interested in. You've done some keyword research. You've made sure that you've chosen a topic that there is some search demand for, and you've gone a step further and made sure that you've titled it in a way that you're targeting a keyword that your website or blog has a good chance of ranking for so that you can get traffic to it. It also is important for Google from an SEO perspective, because Google is going to read your title tag and your meta description to understand what your page or your blog post is about. So Google's going to see you using the same keyword in both places and know that that is an indication that that blog post is about that particular keyword. So blog titles and descriptions are really important. They're going to help you connect with your ideal customer. They're going to help your SEO. They're going to help entice people to click through, to come to your blog, to read your content. Beyond that, you need to make sure that you're creating really great, super helpful content that is going to provide value for your ideal customer. Because if people come, if you've got this great title and this great description and they are clicking through, but maybe it's not really what the post is about, they're going to do what Google refers to as bounce. They're going to come, they're going to look at one side of your page, one page of your site, and they're going to leave. And that's actually going to hurt you because they're not engaging with your content, which indicates to Google that this is not a good page for this search query, which means Google is going to be less likely to show it to people because they feel that it's not a good option for you. So I want you to understand how important it is to make sure that the content that you are targeting, the keywords that you're using, and the content that you are writing all really relate very closely to each other, and that your content is really super helpful for your ideal customer, okay? Google's latest ranking algorithm is actually called the helpful content algorithm. They want to make sure that the content that ranks high is helpful and provides value and answers questions and isn't just content for the sake of content. Because we did have an issue with people just creating content for the sake of content and ranking just because they were highly authoritative websites, but they weren't necessarily experts in that area and they couldn't necessarily provide great value. And Google is really working hard to make sure that those type results are removed from the search results. So the other thing that you need to understand is EAT, E-E-A-T, experience, expertise, authority, and trust. So Google grades your pages, your website on a page-by-page basis based on EAT. They want to see that you are an expert about what you're talking about. They want you to share your expertise and your experience. They want to see that you are trustworthy and that you are an authority on this subject matter. So as you're creating your blog post titles and you're writing your meta descriptions and your title tags, I really want you to think about the keyword that you're targeting, your ideal customer, who is it that you're trying to help with your information? How are you going to help them? What do they need from you? I want you to go back and think about elementary school grammar. Who, what, where, why, and how? Who is it that you are targeting, that you are helping? How do you help them? Why are you writing this piece and why are they reading this piece? How are they going to change based on what they've read? And then when do they need to do it? And ideally, we want them to read it right now. But when we're talking about SEO and content and organic marketing, we also want our content pieces to be evergreen. We want them to drive traffic for years to come. So it's really important to make sure that we're providing great value, we're showcasing how we can help them, and we're using really good titles and meta descriptions to help them understand what the blog is about so that they will engage with it for years to come, and so that Google understands what it is from an SEO perspective so that they want to rank it higher and have more people find it in the search results. If you have any questions about this, you're not sure how to write a title tag or a meta description or what the best practices are or how to choose the right keyword, any of that, I want you to go ahead and take my free SEO class. You can get to it on the website. If you go to my homepage, etchedmarketing.com, you'll see a link to it right there at the top, or go to the freebies tab, etchedmarketing.com/freebies. Take the free class. It's available on demand. You can take it right now. It'll walk you through all of that. And then it's also going to give you your invitation into Simple SEO Content, which is your chance to work with me directly in a course, in a small group environment to learn all of this. If you would rather work one-on-one with me, I have a couple of options available there as well, where we can go through and identify your SEO keywords. We can work on identifying your content pillars or your blog content categories. We can work on your marketing plan, whatever you need. Or, you know, we have one-off calls, or we have ongoing one-on-one coaching and consulting for a minimum of 3 months where you and I get together twice a month and we go through and we build out your marketing plan together. So take a look at the website. If you have any questions about any of that, email me, go ahead and hit the contact form. Let's chat. I would love to help you learn how to grow your business using the different organic marketing channels that we're talking about. So SEO, blogging, content marketing, podcasting, email marketing, all of it, and putting together your marketing plan. If you feel overwhelmed by marketing, don't worry. I'm here. I can help you. I can show you how to do this because this is what I've done for the past 20 years. So let me help you make this a whole lot easier for you to get your business marketed, get you found on Google, and help you build that full online marketing funnel that can feel really overwhelming. I can help you make it easy. All right. I'll see you back here next week. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye. That's all for today's episode of the Simple SEO Content Podcast. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Make sure you visit my website, etchedmarketing.com, and visit the freebies tab. Right there, you're going to find the SEO Content Quick Start Guide along with the free SEO class. So you'll have everything you need to know to get started with SEO and content marketing. Then do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind, if you would do a rating and a review of this podcast on your favorite platform, that would really help spread the message, and I do greatly appreciate it. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram @EtchedMarketingAcademy, and I will see you right back here next week.